Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Well, I went to see Pink last night, so I'll have to watch Game of Thrones today. But I am told that a Starbucks coffee was inadvertently left in one of the scenes.
So I hear. I had to find out about that on social media, too, because I guess I was just too caught up in the moment to realize that somehow continuity really dropped the ball on that one, that they let them be seen a Starbucks cup, and now they're calling Khaleesi the mother of dragons, the breaker of chains, and the drinker of pumpkin spice or something, you know. So that's pretty funny. At least you could see it, you know, unlike the Battle of Winterfell, which was so dark that most people are still complaining that they couldn't tell exactly what happened a week ago. At least you could see that when the dust cleared. And now that they're all down in King's Landing, I won't spoil anything about what happened in the first encounter between Queen Cersei and the good guys, but definitely you can see it because it's a lot sunnier down there.
Well, you know, and it was so dark last week, Matt, that I didn't realize the singer Chris Stapleton was in that he's a White Walker apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, I guess that, you know, it's sort of like being a walking dead zombie, that it's kind of a badge of honor to be put into a show like that as a cameo. Hey. I apologize for the sirens. I'm in Midtown New York.
Well, you're right in the scene of the heart of the action there.
I guess so.
What do you think about this guy's run on Jeopardy?
Oh, it's amazing. Everybody's talking about James Holzhauer, who has just broken all kinds of records, especially, you know, single-day earnings records, that he can just make so much money in a single episode, that he has now also crossed the threshold. Only two people have made it more than 20 consecutive games, him and Ken Jennings, who's a Jeopardy legend, and now I think that James Holzhauer is going to be a legend. But the news about him is that if you've been a fan of the show and has been obsessively watching him, you got to take a two-week break. This week and next week, it's the teachers tournament, which, you know, is always usually a big deal because everybody loves teachers and they play the game really well. But this time it just feels like a disruption. Couldn't they run the teachers tournament later? We're so caught up in the run of James Holzhauer that it feels like what are you doing to us? You're pulling the rug out from under us. We're not going to see him for 2 weeks. But still, he'll be back on the 20th of May and we'll see how long he runs. But it has been something that so many people are talking about. It reminds us that Jeopardy is still like the greatest quiz show ever. And we all wish Alex Trebek well as he continues treatment for his pancreatic cancer diagnosis. He made it through this whole season. They've taped the whole season. We just don't know. Nobody has leaked yet. Nobody has spoiled what's going on with James Holzhauer, but we're all dying to know.
Boy, I tell you, Matt, you're right in the heart of the city where we're hearing all these rumors this morning, and now confirmation about Norah O'Donnell and maybe some stuff going on in their morning show set, but they're going to a lot of changes over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was really about keeping Gail King on the morning show. She really is the engine of that show, and they're going to, you know, they're going to surround her with some good people. But it's really to make it sort of clear that Gail King is there with Anthony Mason, who's also been on the morning show a lot too. But yeah, Norah O'Donnell is going to move to the evening news. They're going to move the evening news to Washington D.C. for the first time, so that'll be interesting transition there. They're hoping to be able to keep Jeff Glor on as a reporter. He's been their anchor for the last few months, but the show is, you know, struggled. It's definitely the third place network news program. So putting Norah O'Donnell there and moving to D.C., maybe that'll create some change. John Dickerson, who's very respected there, who's been part of the morning team, he's going to move over to 60 Minutes and be part of their election coverage. So yeah, quite a bit of transition over at CBS. But it's a fairly, a lot of this was expected to happen. So it's a fairly non-turbulent transition here, but I think the key of all of this was to keep Gail King, who is a very popular personality in the CBS News family, and of course has those ties to Oprah, but the fact that she is sort of the engine of that morning show and keeping that thing going too. So I think that's where that all kind of played out, and also to, I think, ascend Norah O'Donnell, who's been a contributor to 60 Minutes and you're a really good journalist, so I think that's all why that happened.
Matt, I can't wait to talk to you again next Monday and find out what's going on with Game of Thrones, and I'll get caught up as soon as I get home today for sure.
It's hard to go out on Sundays, I tell you what, that's for sure.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you next Monday. Have a great week, and I hope that siren wasn't coming to your house.
No, it's just what happens. I get caught in traffic.
No, I got you. Hey, thanks, Matt.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Matt Roush, TV Insider, WCCO News, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.